here on North Canterbury's Compass FM, the widest music variety, 29 minutes past 3, Depeche Mode, and you just can't get enough. No, you can't get enough. Welcome into the studio now, I must say, the very beautiful Housen Al-Jabawi, the manager of Anytime Fitness here in Rangiora. Good afternoon, Housen.
Good afternoon. Thank you for saying I'm beautiful.
Well, yes, you've definitely got a face for radio. Don't they?
Thank you, folks. It really is.
It's amazing. We're going to take a picture of Housen, and we're going to post on our Facebook page so you can see how gorgeous she really is. Well, it's Mental Health Awareness Week, and we wanted to have a chat with someone from the Anytime Fitness team. And who better than you, Housen, to tell us all about how exercise impacts our mental health?
Well, as you know, Bruce, we kind of go hand in hand with mental health as well as physical health. You know that when you do come to the gym and you move your body, regardless if you're at the gym or walking or running outdoors, it ends up, you know, raising those endorphins and raising that dopamine level. And when you do the dopamine levels, that's when you have the happy hormones come out and you start feeling good about yourself, as well as seeing the physical changes within your body. I think once you start seeing physical changes, you start to notice that it's working for you, and not only does that impact your mental health but also your physical health. So it can't go wrong, can it? Unless obviously you have health issues, and that's when you have to do it as recommended.
As recommended, absolutely.
By a doctor.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I joined the Anytime Fitness gym 5 years ago. Basically, that was not on the recommendation of the doctor, but the doctor had said to me there's a few things I needed to change in my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because I had a high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe carrying a little too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
But movement did make an incredible difference. I've been going for 5 years. I've lost about 5 kilos in that time. So I've ticked off a couple of things. But the thing that I find is really important is the interaction with not only the other people in the gym, who are really, really nice people, but
yeah.
also you guys, the
yeah.
staff, make it so welcoming.
Thank you.
And you do, and this is something I say to the listeners, don't be self-conscious about what you may look like or how you're
No one cares.
No one cares. And I just look at people and I think, wow, that's amazing that they come in. And these are people, seriously, of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got people who are octogenarians,
mm-hmm.
All shapes and sizes, and no one judges.
And we're very much a community gym. And I really want it to be a safe space for everybody to come into and to be able to have a conversation and have an honest conversation with us and be open, because everybody goes through struggles in life, as you know. And I'm sure that you felt an impact within your body. And how's your health now?
Well, much better. Yeah. I mean, I've been able to bring down the blood pressure. It's now normal. In fact, the last time I went to the doctor, it was below 120 over 80, which is what it's supposed to
be. Which is fantastic. Yes.
So a big tick there.
Yeah.
But also I'm at least doing 10,000 steps a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do 3Ks on the treadmill when I go in, and then I do a little bit of a workout, as you know.
You're very strong. He's underplaying his strength. I see him work out and he's quite a beast.
Oh, hey, stop, Housen. You're terrible. So what specifically is Anytime Fitness doing to raise awareness for Mental Health Week?
So not only do we have at the moment a little weekly challenge for our trainers and our staff, so it's going to be payback for our members, for us.
Okay.
Any money that is raised, so you can donate maybe $5 or $500, completely depending on your budget, and you could dare us to do burpees or anything from stair climber, squats, anything of your choice. Now, this morning, we had a lovely gentleman by the name of Barry donate $100.
Wow, that's fantastic.
For Paul to do 50 press-ups and for me to do 50 burpees. And I did it.
Good for you. Did Paul get his through?
Yes, he did over 50. I was beast mode.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
So it just goes to show, doesn't it? You can do it. You can achieve it.
Can I just also say I've never done more than 5 burpees in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I know. Yeah, but I did it.
I'm going to have to come down and pay 10 bucks to just get you to do something.
To do a burpee.
To do a burpee. So, as we've talked about the support that the staff provide there. And, of course, you guys aren't shy at all about coming for. You know, like, people want to know a little bit about diet or recommendations as to what they can do that's going to improve their overall fitness. And you guys are really helpful with that as well, which is
great.
Well,
that's our job. job. You know, we're there because we love it. We want to see people succeed. We want to see people do really well. And we want to see people see the changes that we've done in our bodies. Everybody at that gym who has worked there or is working there currently has faced some type of mental health issue, physical body issue, and they've already overcome their own challenges or in the process. I'm in the process of losing my postpartum baby weight. And so far I've done 25 kilos and
wow,
still on the journey to more.
But looking good.
But we try in my old age. But no, we really want to see people feel the difference that we feel and yep, to feel good about themselves. You don't have to come in and pay to do PT sessions. You can just ask us. And yep, we're always
help. I'm always there to help.
Always.
Yeah. And it's fantastic. And I must say, the cleanest gym in the world. It really is. They're always cleaning down
we
there.
We do pride ourselves on being the cleanest gym in New Zealand.
You really do. So that just brings me to my last question now, Housen. How long have you personally been involved in the fitness industry and how did you get involved?
I started on my own journey, just like everybody else, not really knowing what to do. I used to just kind of go on the treadmill and run, and that doesn't really do much.
No, you've got to do other stuff as well, yeah.
And I ended up doing my own PT course back in 2015/2016. I left there, joined up Anytime Fitness, and I started working for Anytime Fitness, and I started off my journey as a member to a coach to membership consultant, and now I manage Anytime Fitness Rangiora. So I've done it all. I've gone through the trenches. I've been where everybody's been, and I'm still on my own journey because life is full of ups and downs. But I've noticed that being on my own journey, you have the good days and the bad days, but it helps having a supportive team behind your back.
Absolutely. And you'll find no better supportive team than that down at the Anytime Fitness gym here in Rangiora on King Street. Housen, thank you very much for coming in
this afternoon.
It's great to have you on here.
Thank you.
I'm hoping we might have you back again very soon.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I'm going to try and get down there after work tonight. That's Housen Al-Jabawi, the manager of Anytime Fitness here in Rangiora. Get on down and be part of the family at any time.
Compass FM.